let's work. Come on, let's work. Come on, let's work. Come on.
You can wish for it, or you can work for it.
You gotta work for greatness.
If you ain't working, you should be working.
Come on, let's work.
Welcome to Confessions of a Workaholic, where we share the untold success secrets of fearless female entrepreneurs who are obsessed with success. This, of course, is your girl, Coriel, and I am joined in studio with my two favorite boss babes, working women in the entire world, the rest of the Dream Team, DT3. Yes, they are in the building.
We're in here.
So if you are not new to this, if you happen to be true to this, and you have been down with me from the Single Wives Club days, then you are familiar. These faces look very familiar to you. So LB and Lily, as I like to call them, as you know them as LB and Lily as well. Super excited to have them in studio and to introduce them to you all for the first time on the podcast.
Yes.
Excited about that.
I'm excited.
So before we get into it, though, we got to start. You know, I still do my church bulletin announcements. Got to start by letting y'all know that Workplace Lay Weekend is returning to ATL October 31st through November 3rd. Could not be possible, of course, without my dream team. We're going to get into it, talk about why you cannot afford to miss Workplace Lay this year for our 7th annual. But just know that it is going down this October 31st through November 3rd. And you can get details as well as passes online at workprayslay.com. So, LB, the wife coach extraordinaire, who's also a 2-time author, former publisher.
Yes.
Can I say former?
Yes, I'm still
former publisher.
Industry,
former publisher.
But,
okay.
Know.
And the wife coach.
Yeah.
You know, I named it, but I got to name it again because you do's that. And of course, Lily, who is the event planner, graphic designer,
extraordinaire,
all of the above. We're going to talk about the many titles that you all have and how you manage all of the work that you're putting in. But y'all know on these in-studio shows, we got to start with a little conscious conversation. This is a little mess mixed with a message, right?
Okay.
So in the news, on the Shade Room, y'all know the Shade Room is my guilty pleasure, okay?
It really
I'm not proud of it.
It pretty much is.
But it really is. So I'm on Shade Room faithfully. And one of the things that has been in the news lately, y'all know B2K, mm-hmm. right? The Millennium Tour brought mm-hmm. their
Lily,
brought them back around.
I went to the Millennium Tour.
Lily is a faithful.
Tour.
She is like
the
B2K crowd. I feel like I'm a little older. Immature. Was my crowd. Y'all remember Immature? Right? Right?
You sure?
Immature. Yes.
I'm thinking that was me.
Batman, Romeo, LDB?
Yes. Don't start.
I ain't sure. Lily, was that her?
That's.
Was that Immature?
That could have been you.
That wasn't Immature.
You said Salt and Pepper is you.
Salt and Pepper is me. So, yes, so okay, I'm a couple errors before them.
Anyway, B2K is back in the news, right? They're on the Millennium Tour.
B2K was my thing.
One of the headlines, I guess, aside from the tour itself, is the baby mama, right? And I got to refer to her as baby mama.
Okay.
April. Your girl April, who has two children, not one, but two children.
Okay.
By Omarion.
Yes.
Who's also now dating another member of B2K,
mm-hmm.
Lil Fizz.
Interesting.
So that's the mess, right? That's the mess.
Okay.
My question, and to bring this back around into a message, black women, and y'all can tune in, tell us what you think. Is there a code for whether or not people are off limits? Does it matter who the person is? Does it matter how long you dated them? Does it matter if you happen to have multiple children with them? And they probably refer to this man as their uncle already, and that's kind of confusing.
Ooh, right.
But what are their boundaries? Is this some unwritten rule-ish? Like, what do y'all think?
I definitely think there should be an unwritten rule. There's like a girl code. A boy code.
Mm.
As far as this situation, these are band members, right? Like, y'all are boys, like brothers.
Like brothers.
Mm-hmm. So if
grew
you're
up
a woman,
together,
and I'm pretty sure, okay, he was around. What's his name? Fizz.
Fizz.
Fizz. Okay, Lil Fizz. Lil you tell Fizz. Me about your mm-hmm. members. I'm pretty sure that he was around when they were dating, like when they first met. He probably told him all about her. So it's just,
they
I don't know.
All
I
on
feel
the show
like
together.
Yeah, like just recently. So mm-hmm. I just feel like that's just crossing the line. There's too many fish in the sea. I get it. I understand the ratio between men and women are pretty scarce and it's not even. But I just feel like at that point, I just feel like you're crossing over. Like, I think she's doing that, and I haven't even watched the show. I don't even know her demeanor or who she is in her as far
and
as her character.
She's, like, flaunting.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like there's something deeper to that situation. It's like, aha, look who I'm with. And if he is dumb behind, he like, yeah, look who I'm with. So I don't know. I think it's just you shouldn't cross that line. There should be codes.
Okay. I think that every relationship has their own rules. I haven't seen Omarion. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem to have a problem with it. He hasn't put out anything publicly. And I feel like each relationship has their own rules. I mean, if you...
Like, Lily.
I feel like if y'all went on a date...
We double
date
now.
If y'all went on a date, okay, that person might not necessarily be off limits.
What
but
about
if
the
that's
fact
your
that
baby
she has
daddy
kids?
Or, exactly.
And that the kids
that's
already
your baby daddy,
know
Fizz
yes,
right, like
friend of the
it's
father.
It's a little different.
But now
they
you're my
had
daddy.
Like a long-term relationship. It's a little different.
It's
see,
a little,
that's what
I
I'm
also
saying.
Feel like it depends on your age. Like, if you're, you know, when did y'all date? How long ago was it?
Yesterday.
Have y'all moved on?
It was yesterday. It wasn't a yesterday.
The children are young.
Them, that's what I'm saying. Each one has their own.
So, in this case, I say the rules should apply.
Okay.
There's a code. Don't do it.
So, okay. But okay, if there is a code, are comfort. They both yeah. wrong or who's wrong? Is April, does April owe Omarion loyalty or does Fizz? Or
no,
do
I
they
think
both?
Both of them. Are equally because it takes both of them. Like both of them know who they are and who Omarion is. Like, come on. I just felt like that line was crossed. I mean, I don't know. It's just too uncomfortable. We're gonna be if everybody is cool, then fine. But I feel like, come on, if Omarion has children with her, I think they were engaged or almost about to get married or something.
I think
it's just
they were engaged.
Maybe wait a little while before y'all do that. I mean, y'all still on tour together. Y'all in the same room.
Right. And she made it such a point that she's going to be on this tour. Yeah, I feel like she's doing it in a spiteful way.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. So she's being vindictive. And
so, Lily, but do you feel like, you know, you can't miss out on the love of your life because of their past, who they may have, they might have, you know, the world is so small. What are the chances that you date somebody that somebody else doesn't? What? Because I feel like, obviously, it's mixed. People have mixed opinions. So there's no right or wrong.
I mean, if it works for them.
I think, yeah, if it works for you. And I feel like it just depends on what that other person feels like. You know what I mean? Like I said, Omarion hasn't come out and said that he...
Omarion.
You know.
He said they're wrong. Way. He came out and said, they asked him, I think, on The Breakfast Club. And he said they're wrong. I mean, what are you going to say?
Right.
You better stay away from my baby.
Right,
you can't make yourself look crazy and say that.
So that's pretty much what it is.
So bringing the message out of this mess, I think there should be a code. Is there one? Obviously not, because we all three have differing opinions.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, every situation is different. It definitely depends, in my opinion, on the relationship. If this is somebody, you know, we live in the cut buddy culture. So if this is just like Netflix and chill, y'all was just whatever.
Right.
That's one thing. But if y'all were engaged and like the world
and
knows
it depends
your
on
brother,
every
that's like your
situation.
Brother. Like you grew up with him. Y'all were hanging out with each other. Like, I just feel like that's the line you don't
cross.
In
this case, there's a code.
Yeah.
But in every case, I don't know.
There may not be.
Yeah.
Correct. All right. Gotta do better. So moving right into the Boss Babe conversation, I want to talk about, first of all of the work that you all are putting in. Like I said, you wear multiple hats. You serve multiple roles in different businesses. Mm-hmm. So first, talk about the multiple brands that you have. Because, LB, you still have LakiaBrandenburg.com, which is serving multiple, you know, people.
Absolutely. So for me, it's the wife coach. I help women who are married or one day planning to be to get rid of that fairy tale syndrome and create a more realistic version of what their marriage can be. I also have a publishing company, even though I don't publish anymore.
Let
now,
them know.
Let me just go ahead and let you know. Coriel is one of my
I was going to say, she is the proud publisher of
clients. I love her. She's doing amazing with her amazing two books. But I have actually just kind of specialized in editing with my publishing company now. So I do have that in addition to the wife coach. But with the wife coach, I'm doing the master classes. I have speaking engagements that I'm doing. Workshops that I'm doing, editing projects that I'm doing. So again, and then I have two little ones at home. I got an 11-year-old and a 2-year-old souvenir from Jamaica. So I do, and a husband. Hey, Derek.
Right,
so I'm just saying, you know, so all of that, we're definitely wearing multiple hats and just trying to figure out how to balance. And let me tell you something, balance.
Don't say it yet. That's one of my questions.
Ah.
We get to
that
it.
Thought.
Lily. Right. Let's talk about the multiple things that you do, because you are doing it all.
I'm doing a lot.
Yeah.
So I have two businesses under my Brighter brand. The first one is Brighter Affairs, where I help you create your brightest moment, whether that is your wedding, your birthday party, your anniversary, whatever that moment is. I want to create something where you walk in the room and it's exactly what you envisioned. Okay. So that's my first business, Brighter Affairs. My second business, my newest baby. Well, not my newest baby. Yeah, I have another new baby. But my new business baby is Brighter Ink Studios, and that is where I create bold and vibrant brands for female entrepreneurs, everything from websites to social media templates to flyers. As LB said, these are two of my clients.
To magazines.
To magazines, the Work Mag. I am the designer behind Work Mag, so... we do a lot.
And your work speaks for itself.
It does. Yes, yes. I love my work. I love everything that I create. And I feel like I found my niche. Yeah. The black female entrepreneur, mm-hmm. that's my boo. So, yeah.
So the beautiful thing about the Dream Team is all of the work that you all see me putting in, from the conference to the magazine to the books that I've written to the book that's about to be published, has been a collaboration. Mm-hmm. There's not one thing that I have, you know, been a one man show on. And so I definitely think that it's important to talk about the teamwork that makes the dream work.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it can appear that one person can do it all, but I think I tried that for a very, you know, long time, wasted a lot of time, wasted a lot of money, and have learned the importance and the value of asking for help and getting people who are good, you know, at what they do.
Because you ain't want to let go. Let's go ahead and put it out.
She did not want
to let go.
I didn't invite them here to tell my business.
Control freak much?
Listen.
The whole time she was saying that, I was thinking we almost had to fight her to be able to get,
can you please
trust
me?
They still be fighting me.
I have a bachelor's degree in English. I am from South Carolina State University. I had to let her know my resume. Listen, dude, let me go ahead and handle this for you.
Mm-hmm. And you handle it beautifully.
But I think what it is, it takes you getting to that point. Like you would always say, this was my baby. Like the Single Wives Club, this is my baby. So you had the vision, you had the energy, you put everything into the ideas, and then you have these complete strangers coming in like, hey, let me help you,
like,
with your baby.
We have your back, yeah.
And you like, nah, I don't know if I trust you yet. So it took years.
That is a really hard part of the entrepreneurial journey that I don't think enough people talk about, that I love talking about on the podcast, asking these people who are doing these amazing things, how did you cross over into delegation?
Yeah.
Because it's so hard to let go. But LB, you were talking about the book Built to Sell.
Yes.
And that whole book is talking about building a business to be able to step away, and sell this thing. But you can't do that without delegating.
But you have to also understand what you specialize in. So that's one thing I had to learn with publishing. I wasn't the guru for publishing. Do I know how to publish a book from conception to actual, you know, product? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But my niche was editing. And so when I started specializing in that, that's when I could really delegate a lot of those projects and say, you know what? I could take this workload and give it to somebody else, give it to my other team members. So, yeah.
Right. And LB really helped me with that as well, just in our friendship, finding out what my niche was, because we designed together. Yeah. When she publishes, I do the covers, or I may do the interior. And we worked with a client, and I was like, you know what? I can't, this isn't my, it clicked for me. I was like, this is not my ideal client, you know.
He was a man.
It was a guy, and while I felt passionate about what I created for him, you know, I just found out after, I was like, you know what, I know what works for me and what I can create for my clients. So I always say, like, it's okay to have a niche. It's okay to corner a market somewhere and be comfortable in saying, okay, I know this is my ideal client and this is who I'm going
to
be working with.
And it's okay to turn down a check. It's okay to understand.
All money is not good money.
All money is not good money. Everybody's not your customer. Everybody's not for you. And there are literally people that I just want to give you your money back. Like, this is not worth my time. And I literally have, like, listen, sis, one more email and you're getting a refund.
But that takes growth too for you to get to that
point. It does, because you be trying to get all the money.
When you first start off in this entrepreneurial grind, anybody want to pay you anything.
You want
it. Ooh, let me take it. And then you realize that little $200 check come with a whole lot of headache, a whole lot of harassment, whatever, unsatisfied customer wanting the most. So when you start really understanding and growing, I think, in this industry, that's when you realize, like, yeah, I don't have to take that. I'd rather take my piece.
Right. And I think also trusting your ideal client to invest in their business. Yeah. Like, for me, doing graphics, at this point, you can't go on my website and just purchase a website. You have to talk to me on the phone first. I need to know that we work well together. I don't care what your check is like. To me, all money cash the same. It doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying, if you're quote unquote celebrity or not, you know, if I feel like it's going to be a headache, it's not worth the clout to me.
So speaking of headaches, one thing that I admire about you, Lily, as a wedding planner, the level of patience that you have to have as a wedding planner, I can only imagine like what you have to deal with on top of the regular entrepreneur customer service stuff that we have to deal with on a daily basis.
Right.
How do you manage to maintain your energy and your spirit to be able to do your job when your clients or your customers are all over the place or have unrealistic expectations or don't have the right attitude or any number of issues that could come with a bride?
I think it comes with just understanding what your business is. Like for me, I know that there are going to be those obstacles when I am working with a bride. And usually it's not even the bride, it's the family that you have to worry about. It's outsiders because you've already created this connection with this bride and this groom. You know exactly what they want. And then it'll come wedding day and grandma will come up and she'll be like, these flowers are supposed to be white. I know the flowers are supposed to be pink, but you know, just maintaining that attitude. And then also knowing at the end of the day, I'm going to create the best experience because I honestly never have to see these people again. So they're not going to ruin my day. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I know that I'm going to create that special experience for my specific client, not mommy, not grandma, you know, so just having that patience there.
She don't take it personal.
I don't take it personal. Thank you, LB.
And that is kind of what you preach as the wife coach, LB, especially when it comes to taming your tongue, which is one of the principles in the T era.
It is.
That you always refer back to that I, you know personally. We have a hard time always communicating our thoughts effectively or, you know, not flying off the deep end, not being inconsiderate of other people's feelings or being patient, not just in relationships, romantic relationships, but with people, period.
Absolutely.
How? That's my question.
Tame your tongue, first of all, is power. Let me just say that. Because when you hear tame your tongue, you're saying, okay, what are you telling me I can't say? That's the first thing you're thinking. Like, you're trying to mute me or, you know, remove my voice. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm helping you to understand that taming your tongue is letting you know that everything that comes to your mind does not have to be said. Everything, see, we were taught growing up to speak your mind. But in romantic relationships, in marriages, in, you know, your boo thing, that's not always sound advice.
Right.
Because if what I'm thinking is not the right thing and it comes off my mouth, you know, come out of my mouth, that can create some more issues between me and my boo. So why not process what's really going on? Tame your tongue is really Wusan. Really understanding, why am I feeling the way I feel? Is this the right time to speak on what I want to talk about? Do I need to say anything? Should I pick my battle, pick my piece? All of those different things going. By the time you go through all that, whatever you want to say, you're probably like, you know what? Forget it. It wasn't
worth it.
But if you constantly don't have a filter, and that's what taming your tongue is about, having a filter on your mouth, understanding how to just, again, get that expression out without offending him or, you know, cutting below the belt. And those are things we do when we don't understand the power in our mouth.
So in managing multiple businesses, multiple roles, in having children, all them children and a child.
I got a lot of children.
Little baby.
And husbands.
I got a lot of children.
When ish gets real in your business or you've had a trying day, someone has tried you, one of your clients, how do you flip back into happy wife mommy mode?
Okay, so let's just go ahead. Happy wife does not mean you happy all the time. Happiness is a choice, okay? When I've had those trying days, some days I just throw the day away. I'm just going to say that. Like, I've had days where I've had to call Derek and say, damn, like, it's been rough, and I need your shoulder to cry on, and I will literally cry, and he will give me whatever sound advice he need to get. It's going to be okay, baby. That's all, you know, that's his advice. What happened? You know, and then the next day, I'm hitting the reset button and starting again. So it's just knowing that, I mean, we're going to have those roller coaster moments. We're going to have those emotions that go from happy, sad, whatever. But it's being in control of those things. Really taking the situation for what it is. If it's a client, just like you said, as soon as this project is over, I don't got to deal with you ever again. Or, you know, looking at the lesson learned. See, I'm always processing stuff. Like, what can I learn from this situation? And what can I do to make me a better person as a result of it? So, yeah, I mean, hey, sometimes you got to throw the day away. And then other times you just got to take it into perspective. Like, sometimes you're not going to be happy.
So, Lily, with a brand new baby, cutest little baby in the world. How has the adjustment been for you to have to manage multiple roles, but also a brand new role?
Because I want you to tell all the people what you said.
Because you before said you was taking a maternity leave, but I don't really know if you actually
I want to tell the people.
For the leave.
Hey, everybody. It's me. It's Lily. Okay, so as LB was just saying, before I had my baby, I was like, oh, this baby is going to be coming with me everywhere. I'm going to be taking this baby to meetings, and he's not going to stop me. I'm going to keep moving, and my business is going to keep growing, and all these fantasy ideas I had in my head. And as soon as my baby got here, I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do? I have nieces and nephews, so if you're a TT like me, you feel like you got the game on lock, you know how to do all the cute stuff with your nieces and nephews, but when that baby comes and it's your baby, you cannot pass that baby to anybody. Mm-hmm. You have to, So I think for me, just learning to balance is something that I am still in training for right now. I'm 6 months in training, y'all, and it's not easing up. But every day is a learning experience. And I try to calendar block mommy time. Like, I really try to calendar block mommy time in my schedule. And, I mean, it's a learning experience. Every day is different.
LB, as a wife and mom with over a decade in, is balance unrealistic?
Absolutely. Balance is bull.
What should we strive for?
Harmony. And with
she was ready for that
one. Baby, because I know balance is bull. Like, I've tried it. If you look at balance as like a pie chart.
Okay.
And I want you to compartmentalize all of the things that you do in life. So your business, your husband, your children. Every day is not going to be 100%. Some days you might get 20%. Your business might get 10. Max, of course, probably going to get 95 every day figure out how to find that harmony. But it's just really understanding that each day is not going to look the same and being okay with that. So if we try to create schedules, I created schedules with all my children because I got a lot of children.
Okay, yeah, Elby has two kids.
I got a lot of children. And I created a schedule. But some weeks I realized and that helps me to understand when I'm giving too much into something, because I can look back and say, you know what? I have spent too much time working this week. Let me pull back. Let me schedule a date night with Derek. Let me see if I need to take the girls to the park. And it's not about, again, balance. It's about harmony. When I find myself not prioritizing the things that are mostly important to me, that's when I realize I need to step back and start moving some numbers around. So each week is going to look different. And I think that's what you're finding out. Yeah. Every day.
Every day.
Max
every
is your
day
boss.
Is new.
So let's talk about those time management or prioritization strategies, like the things that you're doing on a daily basis. LB, you are literally like Superwoman. The fact that you are getting up at the ass crack of dawn, I don't even know what time it is, but
it's 4:30.
I have sleep in my eye, and LB post from her jaw be like 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know
but
how
I
you
have
do
to
it.
Do that. You know why? Because I have to put me first.
That's part of self-care.
That's part of, if you want to call it balance, harmony, whatever. You got to put you first. So what I do is, if it's just an hour being on the pavement, it's me.
If it's just an hour?
Just an hour
is on the low end.
Yeah, if it's just an hour, but that's fine. But because I'm getting, it's me, it's the pavement, it's trap music, and it's God. Like, we spending some good quality time together. And then I can now fill my cup up, go back home, and I can serve my family from the overflow. But when I don't take care of me, then I'm feeling like I'm being pulled. That Superwoman thing, that's bull too. Like, change that S on your chest from Superwoman to I need support woman.
And I think sometimes that hour at 4:30 in the morning is all you have to yourself. So you have to take advantage of it.
And it's
like,
a beautiful thing.
That's all you have.
It's a beautiful thing. But I had to, like, you factor in your mommy time, factor in me time. And for me, if I got to get up at 4:30, I feel like I get a head start on life, though, because nobody's up. Mm-hmm. Everybody's asleep. I'm like, the air is fresh. All of that. I get that special time, and then I can go back and enjoy my day. So definitely.
So that works for you.
It works.
So, Lily, do you have one thing, whether it's like time blocking or, some productivity thing that you found that works for you? Because I like asking this question because I don't have like a routine.
You ain't got no children.
I don't have no children. My man's schedule be all over the place. I get in how I live. I get in where I fit in.
Get some children.
But I know that I cannot continue to do this for the rest of my life. What I also know, though, is that there's not one formula for success. Like, I've heard about the miracle morning thing. I'm not an early bird. I feel like I'm saving up. Like, I'm getting all the sleep I can because once I have a baby, it's over with.
Right.
Yeah,
never going to be the
sleep.
Same. So I'm saving it up.
Yep.
So I want to know other people's routines so that I can just, okay, this works works for you, this works for me. Some people talk about, you know, blocking out. They work for 1 hour straight, mm-hmm. and then they mm-hmm. take a 20-minute break, mm-hmm. and then do another hour. You know, so is there something that you have found that works for you?
Let me just say this. I said that I calendar block out mommy time, which I do. But just because it comes up on the schedule doesn't mean like I'm about to stop working. So it's yeah. exactly, it's the discipline. So just knowing this is something that is important to me. It's important to me that I stop work, sit down, play with my son. Mm-hmm. That's important yeah. to me. So I think just realizing where your priorities are and keeping those first.
Mm-hmm. Well, my priorities changed when the 2-year-old came, you know, the souvenir from Jamaica. I thought I had a schedule, a pretty nice, tight schedule down. But when Lexi came and it was mommy and work and baby, baby, the only way I could even get anything done was to put her in daycare. Like, it was to that point where I can't do it because she was running my life. Like, she was running my life. I mean, I would have Lexi here, have my laptop here. Y'all know how I look. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't. You ain't got no cheering. Yeah. But they're coming. But when they do come, you'll understand that, hey, you got to do what works for you. For me, it was putting Lexi in daycare for at least 3 days a week where I can block off that calendar in the morning and just get things done. Mm-hmm. And once she gets home, then I knew, you know, if I get something done, I did. If I didn't, hey, at least I had that morning block.
I'm interested in knowing whether it is easier to maintain your business if you've already had your child when you started your business or if you had your child after you started your business.
Well, I'm in both situations, right?
So I'm interested to know that.
I think it was easier with Demi.
Okay.
Well, you're a liar. I don't know if it was easier with Demi.
Post-business or
pre-business?
Yeah,
I say, yeah. Well, pre, because there was real structure, meaning I was a classroom teacher. Mm-hmm. She was in daycare already. I mean, we were doing the normal middle class whatever family type stuff, mm-hmm. like Derek go to work, I go to work, she go to school, whatever, and we pick you up, you know, all of those things. But now that we are both entrepreneurs, we had to create a schedule, and that schedule ain't always followed. And so when Lexi came, it threw a monkey wrench into everything we've been working so hard to create for the last 8 years. And once she started going to daycare, that's when we got some normalcy, you know, in our family. But
so I love that you both mentioned the importance of self-care, of yeah. finding that time, even if it's 1 hour. Even some people can only get 10 minutes
yeah.
to themselves. And it's like, after I get home from work, I'm literally sitting in the car before I go in, and I'm going right. to get those 10 minutes before, you know, people are pulling at me. Mm-hmm. So I literally had a mom of 4 send me a DM like, yo, I got my pass for work, pray slay. This is my investment in myself. Wow. This is my weekend away. And to think about, you know, this is my imagination because I ain't never had to do this. But to think about the preparation of leaving 4 children mm-hmm. with anybody, mm-hmm. even if it's your husband, mm-hmm. and then the money that you're spending on yourself, the mom guilt, yeah. I'm sure that she, you know, is thinking about all yeah. the things that she yeah. could be spending this money on. Yeah. So to know that people are investing in that way and seeing it as an investment definitely makes me feel like we are, yeah. you know, doing the right thing. But what do you feel like is that one thing that women walk away from Work Pray Slay with? Because we've been to a million wow. events. We study events, y'all. Like, we literally yeah. attend these events to see, you know, the value that we can possibly provide for our guests. So what is that one thing that you feel like really makes it an investment and not just, I'm just buying a ticket to go to something?
You want to take this one first?
Yeah, for me, I would say in comparison to other conferences is leaving with the knowledge to actually do the thing that you want to do. So mm-hmm. you come in, you're going to learn mm-hmm. at Work Pray Slay. And I feel like that's what separates us. I'm not coming to, I think as Cole always says, it feel good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm coming to learn and better myself. When I leave, I know that my business is going to be better because of that. I know my life is going to be better because of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. I would say what came to mind, as you were saying that, was connection. Mm. Because we talk about how you could be sitting next to your next business partner. You
right.
could be, you know, sitting next to your next client, your ideal client. And so knowing that these women come from all over, like, oh my God, from all over.
Literally
and
getting passports.
Literally getting passports.
That was
stamps.
So crazy.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
And then she couldn't wait to, she was literally one of the first people to get her ticket to come
and
back.
And said she was bringing friends.
Bringing friends, yeah.
So to know that this is the place where people get connected and these connections right. last, you know, for years, you know, and just that building, just having somebody start a business because they met a certain person or they heard one of our speakers. So I definitely think, you know, Work, Pray, Slay is just unheard of. Like, nobody is doing what we're doing when it comes to that. And just knowing that we're having such an impact, not just in business, but in personal, you know, their personal
right.
life.
Your
it's
life
a beautiful thing.
Improves.
Like, they go home with the anthem. Like, I'm going to work, yes, pray, listen. And play, you know? Yeah.
So one of the cool things that we're doing this year, several cool things, like every year we really try to do it bigger and better. But one of the cool things that we're doing this year is the For the Culture panel. Yes. So y'all know LB is our official MC
yes.
throughout the weekend. She keeps y'all hype, keeps you pumped. But you're also on the For the Culture panel,
yes.
which I had to bring this element to WordPress. Like, y'all know I'm would be a Black Panther if I could be.
She
like
is,
I'm
y'all.
All Black, like, everything really for is. Us, by us. But I feel like it's so important to I'm bringing together all these Black women. I'm going to use
yeah.
this as an opportunity to talk about Black wealth, to talk about the building the Black
Absolutely
family,
right.
to talk about the community. Yes, we want to make money, but are you going to bring it back to the community when
but
you get it?
But it's the must-have conversation.
It's the must-have conversation. So LB is representing, of course, Black
yes.
family, Black love.
Yes.
We have sex therapist, Dr. Tiffany going to be in the building. Dr. Key,
her.
Who is the creator of the Village Market. So
I
all about,
her.
You know, group economics and building Black wealth.
Right.
Sonia, who is the student loan doctor.
Yes.
Y'all know we need the doctor of the student loans. Okay,
Sally Mae,
so we can slay these Sally Mae loans, but really bringing you the conscious conversations mm-hmm. along with, like you said, Lily, really educating you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We
right.
are educators. So, you know, I'm all about having a great time, but
yeah.
I want you to walk away from WordPress Lay a different way than you walked in. So literally that thing you were praying about on your way, that thing that you were searching for an answer for,
yeah.
you are going to walk away with that thing. So
that's it.
I'm excited. We are excited. This
yes.
is our seventh annual.
Wow.
Definitely
Number
want y'all to come
seven.
Hang out with us this October 31st to November 3rd here in ATL. I'm going to put the link below this so y'all can check it out. All right. So we are going to end the show with one of our favorite segments. I call this Top 5, Top 5, Top 5. So I'm going to ask you an either or. You just choose your fave and we will go from there. Y'all ready?
Yeah,
but you can go first as we're going down the list.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So are y'all rolling with Cardi B or Nicki?
Cardi B.
Cardi.
All right. Power or Insecure?
You thought she was going to say Power or Empire. That's what I thought, too.
Insecure.
I'm going to have to go with Insecure.
Oh.
I've been waiting for this since I'm a Black girl.
Okay.
Yeah. And I binge watched like crazy and was in love.
Okay.
So.
50 Cent or Ja Rule?
50. He's so petty.
I'm going with Ja.
Ja.
He had the hits, man.
He
Come
did,
on.
But so did 50.
Not as many as
Ja Rule. Definitely had the hits.
He had way more hits than 50.
Okay, Beyonce or Aaliyah?
How dare you?
I know.
How
I had to
dare
make it
you?
Hard. I had to make it
How
hard.
How dare you?
So who you going with?
Rest in peace, Aaliyah. Beyonce.
Really? Who are you going to say?
I'm going to say Beyonce. Beyonce is more my time. It's Beyonce.
You're going to use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Oh,
Cat
time.
Williams or Kevin Hart? Y'all cheating.
Kevin Hart.
Energy.
All right. Well, that concludes top five, top five, top five. I'm shocked.
Don't show this to 50 because
he will.
Well, he
us.
Patty. That's why I said it.
He going to come after me.
He sure will.
I'm sorry.
But LB and Lily, if they cannot wait until WordPress later to hang out with y'all, how can they connect with you? Where can they find you online?
Lily, where can we find you online?
You guys,
you're better off finding her in real life. She
I'm
will
just
be
saying.
At WordPress Lay.
So, you guys, I am on Instagram. Okay, if you can catch me on there, like once
right.
a month, if you can find me, I am
she does
there.
Have an account.
I have,
an, have
account.
An account.
I am just I'm dope in real life. You know what I'm saying?
She
so
will.
This is true.
You can find me at Alicia L. Fitch on Instagram. You can find my business at Brighter Ink Studios on Instagram. That is the graphic design business.
Yeah.
And if you are getting married or if you are planning a special event in your life, you can find me at Brighter Affairs.
Beautiful. And on Instagram, I am active in real life and on social media.
And on social media.
I love you, Lily. We're going to work on that.
They're helping me, y'all.
We are. You can find me at The Wife Coach on Instagram if you are looking for, I guess, support in your relationship, looking for coaching, that private coaching I also offer for my wives and my wives-to-be. You can find out more information about that at LakiaBrandenburg.com. And if you need editing, y'all can go to my page, Lakia Brandenburg, on Instagram.
And if you need to check out Alicia's work, she is the mastermind behind the WordPress Lane website, the graphics, the magazine,
everything,
all that good stuff. So make sure you come hang out with us. WordPress Lane on Instagram, WordPressLane.com. We'll see you next week. Come on,
let's peace.
Work. Peace. Come on, let's work. Come on, let's work.